The ASPCA has combined resources with other animal rescue groups to help both the human and companion animals in the aftermath of the Category 4 Hurricane Katrina that hit the Gulf Coast last week. Julia Morris of the ASPCA, stationed in New York, speaks of the organization, their efforts to bring animal hurricane victims to safety, and provides information for those who have lost animals in the storm.
We have staff in New York, Virginia, Texas, and Louisiana helping out with Hurricane Katrina-related things. We have two teams of people in the field working with the Louisiana SPCA. They have a staging area in Gonzales, Louisiana. We're going into the city of New Orleans and trying to rescue animals, take them out to Gonzales to reunite them with their owners. Also important for people to know, the Louisiana State Veterinarian has established a phone bank for anybody reporting stranded animals. So if there are people looking for animals, there's a number they can call. It's 225-925-3980. ASPCA is also working in Austin, Texas, and Dallas, and Houston with the groups there, and in Oklahoma with evacuees that are coming into those states and areas with animals and trying to work with the animals and reunite them.
The ASPCA in Louisiana was destroyed by the hurricane, but in cooperation with Louisiana State University and other agencies, temporary shelters have been established to help house the influx of domesticated pets brought by those fleeing the devastation.
They have a temporary staging area. The ASPCA purchased crates and had them drop ship there where they can house animals. And they have animals that are coming in from the evacuees as they're moving that people are bringing there. But also now that they finally have access to the city of New Orleans, there was a 5:30 curfew, so they had to be out by 5:30 this evening. They and other rescue groups, ASPCA, Humane Society of United States, Code 3, are going in there with vehicles and boats and trying to rescue animals from the different situations, and they'll bring them back to that area in Gonzales, Louisiana, where they'll be held to be reunited with their owners. Those animals that have been identified as that don't have an owner or the owner can no longer care for them or want to surrender them will be moved up to the Houston SPCA for placement. But animals that are still waiting to be reunited with their owner will be held in Gonzales.
Many people in the affected areas remained behind because they did not want to abandon their companion animals. The actions of the animal rescue agencies, combined with those seeking to help human refugees, may determine that the efforts of both organizations can help save the lives of human beings and animals alike.
We have a lot of cases. We had a really sad case yesterday. We got a call from a petty officer in Oklahoma. They had just gotten 32 busloads of people from New Orleans, and a lot of people came with animals on their on the bus, and they weren't expecting that, and they didn't know how to deal with that. We hooked them up with the Oklahoma City Animal Welfare Division for help with the animals, but one woman came with 12 poodles, and what had happened is her brother had died trying to save the poodles, and so she absolutely refused to get on the bus without the 12 poodles. So she brought the poodles, and the people in Oklahoma City are taking care of the woman and the poodles both. So there are a lot of people who, you know, are not going to leave their home without their animals. And a lot of people that care about the animal, our phone lines are being flooded by people looking for lost animals.
Julie Morris provides information for those who wish to find out more about the pets rescued by the ASPCA and other organizations.
There's a website, not belonging with the ASPCA, but that we cooperate with, called PetFinder.com, PetFinder.com, and they're working with all of the agencies that have rescued animals to get the photos of all the animals that have been rescued in the field up on the website. So anybody looking for their lost pet, right now they're not necessarily looking for new homes for them, but that may come to eventuality. But right now the purpose is to reunite them. They'll be posted on PetFinder.com, and they can look for their pets there, and they'll have the contact information of where they are and how to get a hold of them.
Those who wish to donate to the ASPCA Hurricane Katrina Animal Rescue Operations can call a toll-free number, 866-275-3923. This has been Laura Martin reporting for KRBS LP and the Bird Street Media Project in Oroville, California.